You're listening to The World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. I'm joined by Adam Grandisile of The War on Drugs. He's here to treat you to a guest DJ set of some of his favorite live tracks by other artists. But before we get to those other artists, let's talk about the recent live War on Drugs album that came out back at the end of 2020 called Live Drugs. Live Drugs, it's unique in that it isn't a recording of just one show. Adam, you dug through 40 hard drives of shows from several years. And I was wondering, with that much material to choose from, where do you even start? Like, how do you narrow it down to just an album's worth of tracks?
Well, luckily for us, we only have about 26 songs. But I think I started just from remembering shows that in the moment felt special when we walked off the stage. You know, that was probably like 10 or 11. The drives were really only from the touring, like our last set of tours. So like 2017 and 2018. But yeah, we just started there. We remembered that that festival we played in Halifax, it had been raining and it was misty and we went on like right when the sun went down. We just remembered that being a great show. And so I think if I just listened to hard drives, you have no way of knowing if something is better than something else because it's also kind of unmixed and it's just live, you know, it's just raw audio. But that's kind of where we started. And then we ended up at the end, we ended up splicing a few shows together.
Right.
So like on that version of Pain, I think it's three shows. Like the solo is from a different show. But we just made it. I mean, it was just fun to do that. It was no real reason why. It was more like wanting to, for my own sake and our memory of a handful of shows, like wanting to incorporate moments from a lot of these different shows.
So it's kind of like a greatest hits of your own memories being made into an album.
Kind of, yeah, it is, yeah. I mean, I think some of my favorite live records, like I guess I'm just thinking of the Allman Brothers, Fillmore East one specifically, but when I found out that that was like multi-tracked and then edited together, like when I was younger, I was like, oh, that's, I never really thought you could do that with live music. So obviously with having everything multi-tracked and having Pro Tools, like we could do a lot of, not really manipulation. We didn't overdub anything. It's all just how we played it. We just, you know, just had a little bit of fun with splicing it.
I'm speaking with Adam Grandisile on World Cafe. In a few minutes, Adam is going to play us some of his favorite live tracks by other artists. First, we're going to listen to the performance of Red Eyes that is on Live Drugs. Can you take us to this moment? Tell us what you remember from the performance of Red Eyes that made it onto this record.
This one's actually from Alexandra Palace in London. It was the first London show we played on the Deeper Understanding tour. And when we were like walking down to the stage, you know, there was like photos of the Stones having played there in 65 and the Who, and it was pretty magical. But that was a tough one for me to like walk off the stage and remember that being special, because it was like so many people and I was like pretty nervous. You know, it's like early in the tour and I still get really nervous for shows when they're that large. But it was a really special night, I think, for everyone in the band and our crew especially. So that one kind of lingered as like, oh, they're Red Eyes from Alexandra Palace. But yeah, and then I think the end is a different show because, yeah, that's right, because the one from London, I remember I was on this like 2-minute like outro guitar solo journey, but when I was listening, I was like, I'm really only playing two notes. Like, it was just kind of like wanky. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And I was like, I was like, oh man, that version would be really great if it wasn't for my, like, you know, my awful guitar playing at the end. Because by the end of that tour cycle, that song had kind of evolved a little bit on the outro. So we ended up finding one from more recent and just kind of spliced it where I wasn't just hammering away on the B string, like a little bit more of a, you know, reserved kind of thing at the end. But yeah, I mean, it came out really great and we're psyched.
I I feel like you hammering away on that string, if you're at a live show, like it's the kind of thing that if there's the energy of the crowd and the energy of everybody being there in person, it may not translate the same way if you're like putting it onto a record. Like it might feel great in the moment, but
that's the thing. I was listening back. I was like, man, you're really in the moment. You know, nothing could come between you and those three notes. But which was, you know, it's one of those things like when we presented it for the album, I knew I was like, well, we'd kind of evolved into this more graceful way to end that song. So, but you know, there it is.
Listen for that. Listen for the ending on this. It's Red yeah. Eyes from the War on Drugs. Woo! Live performance of Red Eyes from the War on Drugs recent live album, Live Drugs. I'm joined by Adam Grandeseal of the War on Drugs today. It is so nice to be able to hear live music right now, especially when we can't, you know, go and see live shows. Live Drugs came out in November 2020. Was that something that you were thinking about when you were getting ready to release the record?
Yeah, when it was starting, when it was about to come out, I think everyone in our circle was like, oh man, it feels so good to hear it, and I miss you guys and all that. When we started putting it together, it was right when the lockdown in March, and we had the summer before, we had mixed a bunch of the stuff because I just wanted to get like a leg up on eventually doing a live release. It didn't have anything to do at the time with we thought we'd be back on the road by September, you know, we didn't yeah. foresee any of this. So by the time it came out in November, and I'm in LA, so it was kind of starting to be like the global epicenter of this pandemic.
Right.
It felt even more intense just listening to it and thinking about playing live and, you know, our band being in six different places pretty much. And yeah, I mean, listening to it and just, you know, hoping that we can get back to something that resembles whatever, that camaraderie of playing and witnessing music, you know? I mean, that's what's about.
I think we're all hoping for that soon. That's why I'm kind of glad that you're here to play us some of your favorite live tracks. It's a little bit of a taste of live music right now. You've got five that you brought for us, and we're going to dive in, starting with Bob Dylan. You brought us a song by Bob Dylan. Why don't you tell us what the song is and tell us why you chose this as one of your favorite live tracks?
Yeah, I chose that Love Minus Zero from the Rolling Thunder bootleg, Volume 5. Because even though that tour obviously is kind of the big band with Mick Ronson and Joan Baez and T-Bone Burnett, I remember when that came out and I heard that he does that acoustic version, Tangled Up in Blue, and then Love Minus Zero. And it's just so confident. It's like he's possessed when he's singing. Cause it's like the song's 11 years old. You know, the guy that wrote that, I'm sure he would say, is a different guy than was singing it 10, 11 years later.
Yeah.
But I listen to that. And the same with that Tangled Up in Blue, but this one especially, because he's in the zone.
Yeah.
Bob's in the zone.
Well, let's listen to Love Minus Zero. It's Bob Dylan on World Cafe.
I love, she speaks like silence, without ideals or violence. Doesn't have to say she's faithful, yet she's true like ice, like fire. People carry roses, make promises by the hour. My love, she laughs like the flowers Valentine's can buy her. In the dime stores and bus stations.
Love Minus Zero, live performance from Bob Dylan from the Rolling Thunder Bootleg Series Volume 5. I'm speaking to Adam Grandisiel from the War on Drugs on World Cafe. I'm Rena Duris. Adam's brought us 5 of his favorite live tracks today for the show. And the next one is a different mood from Bob Dylan. We're going into Nirvana.
Oh, yeah.
You brought us on a plane. Why did you choose this one? Why do you love this live recording?
Well, I feel like Nirvana MTV Unplugged is maybe the closest my generation maybe had to like a Beatles on Ed Sullivan or something. I mean, even though we weren't being introduced to them, it was just like this thing that everybody maybe watched the same night and then mm-hmm. subsequently talked about for the next week. And yeah, it was just like in the moment, it was like you could tell it was like a classic or something. But also, I guess, you know, Kurt always, you know, he loved the Beatles. And I think On a Plane is like maybe the most Beatles-esque song, at least from this set or just from one of the catalog. Like, it's just a ridiculous song. And I was listening to this album recently and I wanted to include it just because, yeah, I mean, there's just such a heavy memory from that. I mean, it's like everyone talked about that show and we all had bootleg copies of it. And then the CD came out and then, you know, it was kind of like the introduction of like Pat Smear into the fold. And also, you know, like, I don't know how much I knew of David Bowie until then. You know, I mean, everyone learned so much from like that one show. Like, you learned about this weird side of Bowie, and then he brought out the Meat Puppets, who obviously none of us had ever heard of before, and gave them like 2 songs, and then the Lead Belly song. It was like,
yeah,
so much music that was he was turning, you know, 13, 14 year olds onto, and they were just, you know, when they came out a couple of years earlier, it was like a whole new thing. So, you know, and then obviously the next, I don't know exactly when he passed away, but it was fairly close, I think, to this. So yeah, it was just heavy, heavy time, especially in memory, but just such a great song. So
I've never thought about how it's their most Beatly song. I'm gonna listen for that as we listen to this.
Yeah,
it's On a Plane, Nirvana on World Cafe.
Start this off without any words. I got so high, stressing up man. Love myself better than you. I know it's wrong, so what should I do? The finest day that I've ever had was when I learned to crawl the mound. Love myself better than you.
From the MTV Unplugged album from 1993, Nirvana with On a Plane. You're listening to World Cafe. I'm Rena Duris, talking to Adam Grandisiel from the War on Drugs today. He's brought 5 of his favorite live tracks to play for you. Neil Young is next.
Thrasher.
So, yeah, what's the deal with Thrasher? Why do you love it?
Why do I love it? I don't know. It's kind of like that whole thing where you could kneel. He's just like possessed in that moment. I don't know. It's like, I guess at around that time when I heard it, my brother had this tape and, I was learning about Neil Young, but I was kind of learning of him as like what they were calling at the time, the godfather of grunge, you know?
Right.
And so I guess I wasn't too familiar yet with like this other side, like of what obviously later I would become, you know, what I knew as Neil. But so I was just like possessed by listening to the song, 'cause it wasn't really what I expected, I guess. And this was actually, you know, it's so simple. It was like one of the first songs I remember playing along to when I got a guitar and learning chords and was learning Thrasher. And, we actually did this benefit a couple years ago and Neil Young played. And the night before we were there, it was like a dress rehearsal and we were, we rehearsed our two songs and we got to watch everyone rehearse with a house band like Jacob Dylan and Stephen Stills. And Neil was rehearsing with the house band and just, we were just side stage watching him teach them these songs. And I was like, it was mind blowing. And then he was trying to do Thrasher and no one knew it. And I was like, do you even know this? Oh, 'cause it's pretty simple, you know? And they couldn't wrap their head around like some of the turnarounds, and you could tell Neil was maybe getting a little annoyed maybe, or just a little frustrated. Because then they just ended up doing like a 20-minute Down by the River
instead.
He was like, all right, let's just do this, you know? And I filmed it. It was amazing. But then the next night he walked out and the first song he played by himself at this benefit was Thrasher. And it was just like, you know, I remember listening to that, you know, 25 years earlier. But yeah, it's just one of my favorite Neil tracks. And again, just possessed. And it's a 12, I think it's an electric or acoustic 12 string too, which is just a nice flavor.
Well, let's do it. It's Thrasher, Neil Young, on the World Cafe.
They were hiding behind hay bales. They were planting in the full moon. They had given all they had for something new. But the light of day was on them. They could see the thrashers coming. And the water shone like diamonds in the dew. And I was just getting up, hit the road before it's light, trying to catch an hour on the sun. When I saw those thrashers rolling by, looking more than two lanes wide, I was feeling like my day had just begun.
Thrasher from Neil Young on the World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras, hanging out with Adam Grandisile, and he's brought five live tracks that are his favorite live tracks ever, or at least right now.
yesterday.
I feel like these things can change sometimes, but... And our next one is, it's an interesting one. It's Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac. What can you tell us about what we're about to hear?
Well, I think, yeah, it's Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac. I guess it's live in the sense it's from the BBC sessions. But yeah, I think I didn't know anything about Peter Green maybe until I was like 18. And I knew about Fleetwood Mac, but it wasn't really my thing growing up or anything. And then I learned, I was like, oh, I didn't realize that there was a Fleetwood Mac earlier, you know? And it was right when I was getting into like more bluesy stuff and learning more about music. And I had this double disc BBC sessions. I mean, I just fell in love with it. I fell in love with Peter Green's playing. And yeah, I guess I just didn't really know. I felt like when I learned about Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac, I was like learning about something. It was the same way when I learned about Nick Drake. It was like something that like I didn't know that anyone else... I thought I was finding it for the first time.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I was the only one who knew about it. I just wanted to include it because he's such a mesmerizing, simple player, you know, and one of my favorites.
This is Man of the World, Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac. It's World Cafe.
Shall I tell you about my life? They say I'm a man of the world. I've flown across every tide, and I've seen lots of pretty girls. I guess I've got everything I need. I wouldn't ask for more, and there's no one I'd rather be.
Man of the World, Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac. That's from the Live at the BBC album that Peter Green did. And that was brought to you today by Adam Grandisile from The War on Drugs. He's joining me and playing me some of his favorite live tracks ever. And we're down to our last one. And this is a song I actually did not know was a live track until you sent it. So
I think maybe there's... the New Adventures in Hi-Fi record, most of it is live. Like similar to Live Drugs in the way it's like soundboard recordings.
Right. Because there's no audience. You can't hear an audience cheering or anything like that.
Yeah. There's a few songs you can I only remember it because I'm from Boston, but there's one or two that were from the Fleet Center in Boston. And you can kind of hear the crowd if you listen in some of the drum mics. But it's pretty much, there's only two songs. I think How the West Was Won and that Zither tune that are, and maybe Ebo the Letter, that are studio. But it's Electrolyte. It's the last song. And my brother was a really big REM fan. And since he was, you know, 3-4 years older, half the music I learned about was, you know, from listening to his tapes. You know, he had every REM tape. So when this came out, I was like, actually Monster was probably the first one where I was like, I'm going to get it too. But then this came out. Some of the songs I haven't kept up with so much, but Electrolyte I still come back to. It's just such a pretty beautiful song.
Chosen by Adam Grandisile for you today, it is REM with Electrolyte.
Your eyes are burning holes through me. I'm gasoline. I'm burning. Century gold sleeve, your Pleistocene. That is obscene. That is obscene. You are the star tonight, sun electric out of sight. Light eclipses the moon tonight. Electrolyte.
On World Cafe, you just heard REM with Electrolyte. That's from their album New Adventures in Hi-Fi. A set of live songs today chosen by The War on Drugs, Adam Grandisile. The new War on Drugs live album called Live Drugs is out right now. Adam, thank you so much. It's always so great to have you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you very much.
I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.